Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gastina, and on this Wednesday, we're speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. First, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for joining us today.
And I'm thankful to be here, David.
Well, of course, we're seeing the reverberations, Judy, of the grand jury decision in Ferguson over the death of Michael Brown. And that is happening all over the country, including protests around our region, New York City, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and here in the greater capital region.
Right. Hundreds gathered peacefully outside City Hall in Albany Tuesday night. They marched to the Leo O'Brien Federal Building on Pearl Street. They chanted and they carried signs with messages such as Police State, Black Lives Matter, and Justice for Mike Brown. One 13-year-old we talked to said that when she learned of the decision of the news Monday night, she was furious and felt like she really needed to take part in this protest in Albany, that it was part of history. Here's what one 25-year-old woman from Waterloo told us. It's not going to end with my generation. It's going to end when my great-great-great-grandchildren can walk the streets without being followed by police. The rally in Albany was for Michael Brown, but speakers also said it was a call for systemic change to what they called the country's broken justice system, with many of those marching believing our country has two justice systems, one for white people and one for blacks.
From there, we go to a legal dispute. This is over a local cupcake store, Coca Dots, maybe perhaps best known for being started out of a tow truck service.
It's true. A co-owner of the popular Coca Dots cake shop stores in the capital region says he was forced out of his job last month after his fellow co-owners learned he was gay. Matthew O'Connor is alleging in a Supreme Court lawsuit that his business partners, Rachel and Luke Dott, forced him out of the business without any explanation in early October, about 4 months after he told them he was in a relationship with a male employee at Coca Dots. The husband and wife team deny completely the allegations, their attorney told us, and say O'Connor was let go because of internal business decisions. It had nothing to do with his sexual orientation, the lawyer said.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Judy, and to all our listeners. And travel safe today if you're planning on going to visit family on the roads. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.